The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma Baad فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Dear viewers of channel inshallah azza wa jal today our topic is in part to success advise me ji ha mujhe nasihat kare ye ek bada mushkil mamla hai because in our society every single person is ready and willing to give advices to other lekin advise me is no one is willing to take it koi taiyar nahi hota ki mujhe koi advice ki jaye ha main dusron ko advice karne ke liye bilkul taiyar hu to aaj hamara topic hai advice me mujhe kya nasihat karte hain inshaallah hamare muballighin honge aur ye aapko kya nasihat karna chahte hain kya baat batana chahte hain is for you for me and for everyone it's not for particularly for someone it's for everyone aaj hamare sath mashallah munib shah sahab hain aur harun bhai hamare sath hain bilal shabbir bhai काफ़ी दिनों के बाद वापस आए हैं माशाल्लाह मुस्कुरा भी रहे हैं अधक अल्लाह सिन्नक और माशाल्लाह रिजवान भाई हमारे साथ हैं हम सबको वेलकम भी कहते हैं और इंशाल्लाह आई विल स्टार्ट विद द ब्लेसिंग ऑफ दुरूद पाक द बिलॉवड रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेड हूएवर रिसाइट्स सलात अपॉन मी ऑन 50 टाइम्स अ डे जी 50 टाइम्स अ डे 50 दफ़ा जो दुरूद पाक पढ़ेगा लुक इट द रिवॉर्ड क्या मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम ने फरमाया आई विल शेक हैंड्स विद हिम ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट अल्लाह हू अकबर जब नफ्सा नफसी का दौर होगा नो वन केयर अबाउट एनी वन कोई किसी की परवाह नहीं कर रहा होगा उस दिन मेरे आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम से उसको ये शर्फ मिलेगा कि वो आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम के जो है वो शेक हैंड यानी के मुबारक हाथ जो है वो इंशाल्लाह अज़्ज़ा वजल उनसे मुलाकात का शर्फ हासिल होगा तो 50 टाइम दुरूद पाक एंड द ब्लेसिंग इज द आका अलैहि सलातो सलाम विल शेक हैंड्स विद हिम ऑन द डे ऑफ जजमेंट तो नियत कर लें दुरूद पाक पढ़ने की सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम इंशाअल्लाह रिसाइटेशन ऑफ होली कुरान इंशाअल्लाह टुडे विल बी डन बाय आवर हारून भाई इंशाअल्लाह
अऊज़ु बिललाहि मिनश्शैतानिर रजीम بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم
سبحان الله سبحان الله
صلى الله عليك يا يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب आलम तेरा परवान
और गिन पढ़ के यहाँ हो
Beautiful kalam, subhanallah. Inshallah, we'll start with our Munib Shah Sahib, and our topic is advice me. Dekhte hain aaj kya kya advices milti hai. This advice is not only for you, for me, and for everyone, inshallah. So, usko positive le. Ye bhi yaad rakhiyega, ye bhi ek advice hai ke negative lena shuru kar dete hain. Cheezon ko positive lene ki aadat banaye. Kyunki is duniya ke andar hum aaye hain na, hame acche log bhi milenge, bure bhi milenge. लोग ऐसे भी मिलेंगे जो हाथ पकड़ के खड़ा कर देंगे और लोग ऐसे भी मिलेंगे जो आपकी लेग पुलिंग कर रहे होंगे लेकिन देखना ये है कि आप उसको किस तरीके से लेते हैं यू नो द सक्सेसफुल पीपल और सक्सेस की निशानी ये होती है और वो क्या है कामयाबी की पहली सीढ़ी जो है ना द फर्स्ट स्टेप ऑफ सक्सेस इज स्ट्राइविंग कोशिश करना क्योंकि कोशिश से गलती भी होगी गलती से सबक भी मिलेगा सबक से तजर्बा भी आएगा और तजर्बे से कामयाबी हासिल होती है तो ये पूरी एक चेन होती है तो ये नहीं होता कि किसी चीज़ में नाकामी हो गई तो बंदा हिम्मत हार देता है तो स्टे पॉजिटिव इंशाल्लाह यू विल गेट द पॉजिटिव रिजल्ट
जी सही साहब बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम फर्स्ट एंड फॉरमोस्ट सही साहब देर आर क्वाइल ऑफ एक्शंस द फर्स्ट एडवाइस आई लाइक टू गिव इन पर्टिकुलर एज वेल देर आर क्वाइल ऑफ एक्शंस व्हिच माई सेल्फ फॉर एनीवन इन दिस पैनल और एनीवन अराउंड द ग्लोब इन रियलिटी दैट वी डू फ्रॉम द मॉर्निंग टिल वी स्लीप इवन गेटिंग अप इज एन एक्शन इवन स्लीपिंग इज एन एक्शन
अल्लाह
But throughout our daily life, say sir, there are a lot of things that we do. We eat, you know, we talk with one another, we work, and various read books, etc. But even then, sometimes we realize, say sir, that there is not enough barakat, well, we're not feeling any barakat in this, what we're doing. What could be the reason behind this? And ulama have mentioned to a certain extent that if it was a permissible act, that you did not start an act by saying Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So the first advice I'd like to give is that start a permissible action by beginning with Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Subhanallah.
And say, sir, this will not just add barakah to what you're doing, but this is a potential, it could save your life.
Subhanallah.
How can Bismillahirrahmanirrahim save your life? And say, sir, I'd like to mention a narration. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, that they were camped near a place, and the companion said that we fear that these non-Arabs, Ajmis, they would poison us. So please continue, don't camp here. So as Khalid bin Walid, rahimahullah ta'ala, he responded, he goes, let me see how deadly that poison is. Bring it here, let me see how it is. He said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, and he drank that poison.
Allah.
To everyone's amazement, nothing happened to him. But in another narration says, I mentioned that Kalabi, another narration that this individual was known in that time to have the most deadliest of deadliest poison. That whoever took it, no one would survive. Again, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid, rahmatullahi ta'ala, said, okay, bring that poison.
Subhanallah.
Bring that poison. Again, he said, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And then to that person himself, that I'm amazed. He goes, till date, no one has survived my poison, but you, O Khalid bin Walid, have survived my poison.
Subhanallah.
This is why, with the blessing of reciting Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Subhanallah.
The first advice I like to give the Madani channel and the panel itself as well, that before, in our khutbah, what do we say again? A'uz billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This Madinah environment has taught us this as well, that before you begin with anything, start with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Chale ji, mashallah, first advice our Munif Shah Sahib has given ke Bismillah se kaam har jaiz aur nek kaam Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim se shuru kiya jaye, iski barkatein bhi hain, sawab bhi hai. Ek dafa padho to 76,000 good deeds milti hain. 19 letters hain Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim ke ant mein. 76,000 good deeds hain, 76,000 guna maaf hote hain, 76,000 darjaat buland. Deen bada pyara hai hamara. ये भी एक एडवाइस है. लोग इधर उधर ढूंढ रहे होते हैं, वो चांद पे चले गए, उधर चले गए, काय को इधर उधर जा रहे हैं. ये इतना प्यारा दीन है, इतना प्यारा दीन है कि जो सिर्फ मुस्कुराने पर भी सवाब अता कर देता है. मुस्कुरा कर अपने मुसलमान भाई को देखोगे ना, अल्लाह इस पर भी सवाब अता फरमाता है. तो इससे बढ़ के और क्या चाहिए. इतना कुछ है हमारे दीन के अंदर, लेकिन वही बात है कि हम सीख नहीं रहे. तो एडवाइस ये भी है कि अपने दीन को सीखने की, अपने दीन को समझने की कोशिश करें. माशाल्लाह, बिलाल शब्बीर भाई भी हमारे साथ हैं. मरहबा कहते हैं बिलाल भाई.
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. सईद साहब, ब्यूटीफुल टॉपिक टुडे, एडवाइज मी. एंड ट्रूली व्हेन वी लुक एट एनी एस्पेक्ट ऑफ आवर लाइफ, सईद साहब, वी आर गोइंग टू गो थ्रू डिफिकल्टीज, वी आर गोइंग टू गो थ्रू अप्स एंड डाउन्स. एंड एट टाइम्स, इवन बिफोर कमेंसिंग एनी एक्शन, एनी टास्क, एनी गोल, एनी जॉब इन लाइफ, वी ऑलवेज लुक टू द एक्सपर्ट्स इन दैट फील्ड. And then we always ask them for advice. How do we ask them for advice? Sometimes we live in their era and we are able to meet them. Sometimes we read their work, we read their books, we read their material, and they leave behind such pearls of wisdom that we are able to understand their message. And Sayyid Sahib, when it comes to giving advice to people, one very powerful thing is, and one main thing that we all want, is that whatever we give an advice to that second person, we want that person to accept that advice. We want that person to follow suit in what we are trying to advise them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran Sharif has given us many, many pieces of advice, and through many stories as well, Sayyid Sahib.
Subhanallah.
And if we look at just one waqiyah, Sayyid Sahib, which is the life of Sayyidina Luqman Hakim radiallahu anhu, a very pious individual. And this blessed individual is mentioned that once they were advising his son, Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu was advising his son. And today we look for experts in any field. Sayyidina Luqman Hakim was known as the wise person. He had knowledge, he had experience in a lot of fields. And this advice, Sayyid Sahib, ulama mention about this, that these few ayat, verse Surah Luqman, verse 13, there's 16, 17, 18, 19 as well. These particular verses are where he is giving advice to his son. But this lesson is so deep. It's such a remarkable event. Inshallah, I'll try to expand on this later on as well. But just to touch on this, is that he gives us a way as adults, as those who are parents, a way to bring up our children. Today, the main issue within our homes is we have disobedient brothers and sisters and children. And they don't listen to us, and they don't listen to what we say. Sayyidina Luqman Hakim, just mentioning the first advice that he gave, he said, first, before even mentioning the advice, he says, Ya Bunayya,
Allah,
which translates as, oh my son. And in when you study the Arabic language, this terminology and this word Bunayya, it shows affection. In translation, it can also be translated as, oh my beloved son, oh my dear son. In just this one word in the Holy Quran, Allah and Sayyidina Luqman Hakim through his waqiyah is telling us as Muslims that when you give advice, make sure that you are the second person is feeling that when you are advising him, you are not scolding him.
Subhanallah.
You are not telling him off. Rather, oh my beloved son, you are showing, you are expressing true and sincere love. So Sayyid Sahib, just this one point I'd like to leave on here. When you give advice to anybody, make sure that that love is sincere. Make sure that love is coming from the bottom of your heart. Make sure that love is not just not going to turn that person away. Make sure that that second person realizes that you are his well-wisher, that you care for them. And especially for young children, from a young age, we have to give them this mindset. And the first message, Sayyid Sahib, and first advice that Sayyidina Luqman Hakim gives to his son is, do not associate partners with Allah. Today we are talking about giving advice. Today we get advice from many people in different fields. But Islam is telling us, and Sayyidina Luqman Hakim is telling us, how should we raise our children?
Allah.
The first advice and the first thing he said, oh my beloved son, do not associate partners with Allah. Indeed, shirk, indeed, polytheism, it is a great zulm. It is a great oppression. So my dear respectable viewers as well of Madni channel, we have to keep in mind that when we are advising people, inshallah, give it in a loving and affectionate manner and also understand the person who we are delivering to.
Advice karni hai, nasihat karni hai. Unki dil azari nahi karni hai. Wo kehte hai darwaze pe dastak deni hoti, darwaza todna nahi hota. Hum darwaza dhadam se tod dete hain. Aur uske baad bolte hain kya hua to. Rishte tootne nahi chahiye. Sugar hai na, sugar meetha khane se hoti hai, meetha bolne se nahi hoti hai. To bhale meetha kam khaye lekin meetha bolna shuru kar de. तो इंशाल्लाह आप देखेंगे कि बहुत ज़बरदस्त काम हो जाएगा. ये जो आपको दिख रहा है ना माशरे में, इस वक्त जगह जगह तूफान बदतमीज़ी नज़र आ रही है, ऊँचनी ना, इसकी वजह ये कि हमें नसीहत करना भी नहीं आती. आप नसीहत नहीं कर रहे होते, जलील किसी को कर रहे होते, हालांकि ये ठीक नहीं है. एडवाइस करनी है, नसीहत करनी है, तो उसका भी एक तरीका है. कहते हैं ना कि इफ़ यू डू अ राइट थिंग इन अ रॉन्ग वे, वो चीज़ रॉन्ग बन जाती है. राइट थिंग को राइट वे में ही डिलीवर करना पड़ेगा, तब जाकर वो राइट होगी. माशाल्लाह हमारे साथ रिजवान भाई भी है. लेट्स सी के रिजवान भाई क्या एडवाइसेस देंगे इंशाल्लाह.
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. एक्टिंग ऑन द गुड एडवाइस फ्रॉम सैयद साहब. आई विल स्टार्ट इन द नेम ऑफ अल्लाह. सीकिंग एडवाइस इज अ बेसिक प्रैक्टिस इन लाइफ इन मेनी ऑफ द डिफरेंट फील्ड्स एंड डिसीजंस दैट वी मेक एज बिलाल भाई मेंशन. एंड एज सच वी फाइंड मेनी एडवाइसेस. Many people who take this role upon themselves as advisors, whether that be academic advisors, career advisors, and there's many financial advisors, insurance advisors, mortgage advisors, even you find nutrition advisors, people how to, what to eat, what not to eat, relationship advisors, spiritual advisors, advisors in almost any field. And we need to be careful in this modern world who we're taking this advisement from. Even people don't even go to people for advice now, and it's at their fingertips. They use the search engines, the internet for a lot of advice as well. So we need to be extremely careful on who we're getting this advice from, because getting advice has advantages and disadvantages. Okay, so the advantages can be that you're getting second opinions, you're getting your thoughts sense-checked and reassured, and two minds can often be better than one. But disadvantages can be that despite the best intentions, advisors might be giving advice that them may not be good for you. It might be advice that they might not even act upon themselves.
Yeah.
So we need to be careful when we're taking advice that we don't just take it for the sake of it. We've actually listened to it, understood it, interpreted it according to your situation, and then make your decision.
MashaAllah. Kya baat hai ji. Advices to zindagi ke har mamle mein hoti. Kisse leni hai, kahan leni hai. Ye bhi ek advice leni padegi pehle. Har cheez net ke upar advice nahi mil jati hai. Varna to phir sari jo doctors hain, unki dukaanein jo hain, clinic band kar dene chahiye. To sahi jagah pe jaakar hi advice leni chahiye. इंटरनेट पे तो पता नहीं कौन क्या बना हुआ होता है. तो बहरहाल बहुत अच्छी और प्यारी बात की है इन्होंने. और इसमें से एक एडवाइस ये भी नज़र आती है कि हमारी सबसे जो कहते हैं मेजर मिस्टेक हमारी ये होती है कि हम अपनी गलतियों से ही आशना नहीं है. हम क्या मिस्टेक करते हैं हमें उसी का नहीं पता होता है. तो ये भी गौर करने वाली बात है कि हमें दूसरों की मिस्टेक्स का पता होता है लेकिन हम क्या मिस्टेक्स करते हैं इसके बारे में तवज्जो नहीं होती है. तो एक फोकस रखने की बात ये भी है. मैं भी आपको एक नाकिस मशवरा पेश करता हूँ कि गलती सबसे बड़ी गलतियों में ये गलती ये भी है कि हमें अपनी गलती का नहीं पता होता. अपनी गलतियों को तलाश करें और उनको दूर करें, इंशाल्लाह ज़िंदगी कामयाब होगी. माशाल्लाह हमारे साथ हारून भाई भी है. देखते हैं हारून भाई क्या एडवाइस करते हैं आज.
बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम. सैयद साहब, नो डेफिनेटली व्हेन अप्रोचिंग समवन फॉर एडवाइस, बिकॉज़ अनफॉर्चुनेटली वी लिव इन सच अ सेंसिटिव एरा इन वेयर अ सिंसियर पीस ऑफ एडवाइस कैन बी टेकन एज एन अटैक और as jealousy in some cases as well. So, you know, they say that half of intellect is knowing what to say and when to say it. So hopefully we should implement this in our speech and when trying to approach someone for advice. One advice I'd like to share is the importance of intention. Alhamdulillah, our deen is very beautiful and it emphasizes on the realization of why we're doing a certain thing or why we're saying a certain thing. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in many, many places, and in fact the first hadith of Sahih Bukhari itself states upon intention and why we should make good intentions. And I heard someone say that the the differentiation between adat and ibadat is intention. So when you do something, you could be doing something regularly, but it could be that it's just become a habit until you make an intention for it. So whether it be the smallest of actions that we do on a day-to-day basis, like eating, drinking, sleeping, you know, meeting people, entering places, exiting places, or, you know, our worships like our namaz, our sadaqat, and other nafli worships, we should renew our intentions. And this has been emphasized in many places as well. So I think a lot of the times we tend to forget the importance of intention. And this is one advice I would like to share about renewing intentions and keeping that in the back of your mind. Alhamdulillah, we see time to time Amir al-Sunnat, he tells us about intentions. And in fact, before the Madani Muzakara every Saturday, he himself has a list of intentions that he goes through and reads. So we see examples like this in our lives. So we should try to implement these, inshallah.
Sayyid, adding on to what Harun bhai mentioned, you know, advice itself. Sayyid, even though the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is the role model that we have to look up to, even they were told by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that seek advice from your companions on certain issues. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam accepted their advice as well on certain issues. On the battlefield, where should the battalions be, etc. Even then the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam asked the companions, what do you suggest? So even if you're at a high post, even if you're a high maqam, even wherever you work, or even for example, you're the boss itself, there is no harm in asking advice of people that are lower than you in that work as well. And say, sir, one more advice that I like to give, it's which we learn from the blessed ahadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and in particular our pious predecessors. And say, sir, when I read this,
SubhanAllah.
And I got happy that our Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Ali Rahmatullah Rahman, was such an individual. What would you say, sir? The advice, first of all, is that we should enter the masjid with our right foot. This is the advice. And how much did Ala Hazrat follow his own advice? Because he used to give this advice as well. And how much Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala followed his own advice? Once what happened? This was not abnormal activity. What happened was Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh got late for Fajr. Jamaat hasn't stood yet, but normally they would go 15 to 20 minutes early. And it was a rainy day that day. And Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh did not come. And one of the individuals, they said, Kanaat Ali, his name is. And he said, let's observe Ala Hazrat today. The weather, because he's going to come running or in a fast pace. So let's observe Ala Hazrat that in such a state, will he put his right foot first or his left foot? When someone doesn't know, when someone just focus on namaz and you quick just run, you don't know what foot is where. But Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Abdi observed that even when entering the masjid, he placed his right foot first in the masjid.
SubhanAllah.
And then was the courtyard of the masjid, which only had one masallah in that courtyard. They said, Balki, not just to the entrance, but when they entered the courtyard of the masjid on that one masalla, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali placed his right foot on that masalla. And when they entered the masjid itself, again Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala entered with the right foot. And to such an extent, it mentions here, Sadr, on each masalla, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala placed their right foot first.
SubhanAllah.
Until they got to the mihrab, where their own masalla was put, on that they placed their right foot as well. Throughout that journey from the entire masjid. So said, this is the advice which you learn from Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, that begin with your right, be it entering the masjid or be it taken and given, because ulama have mentioned as well, Mufti Qasim Adawun Barakatul Ali has mentioned as well, that a person who is in the habit of taking and giving with his right, on the day of judgment, inshaAllah, this individual will be given his book of deeds in the right hand.
SubhanAllah.
And one who's given the book of deeds in the right hand, just know that you'll be forgiven.
InshaAllah.
InshaAllah. So make this habit now, so therefore you won't struggle on the day of judgment.
Ameen.
Sometimes the things on your right hand side, for example, this glass is here, and you'll ask me for the glass, I can easily reach with my right hand. But again, we have the habit of taking the left and giving it to you like that. So sometimes it's easier with our right, even if sometimes it's difficulty, our utmost intention and we will try our best to always give and take with our right hand.
MashaAllah, kya baat. Buzurgon ki baat hi alag hoti hai.
Truly, these were the people that at every moment, whether consciously, whether they were aware of it, they were so engrossed in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and especially in the sunnah of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that they would do this naturally. And a very important advice, Sayyid Sahib, just carrying on from Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu and his advice to his son, because this waqiya, Sayyid Sahib, it's so in depth, but it's comprised in just a few ayahs.
Subhanallah.
And truly ulama can speak upon this for a for long, long amount of time. So the second advice is a very beautiful advice, which is taqwa. It is consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the advice. But in the Quran Sharif, in verse 16, Sayyidina Luqman says to his son, Ya bunayya, innaha intaku mithqala habbatin min khardalin, fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fil ardi, ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latifun khabir. Now Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu, he says to his son that, O my beloved son, the second piece of advice, he says, if the evil deed is equal to the weight of a mustard seed, and even if it is within a rock, or in the heavens, or wherever in the earth, Allah will bring it forth. Indeed, Allah is the knower of every subtlety, the all-aware. From this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, from this advice, Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu is teaching his son that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing and is all-powerful as well. By this very beautiful and very powerful example, he says that if the evil deed that a person commits, whatever evil deed it may be, if it is equal to the size of a mustard seed, and how small is a mustard seed?
Allah.
It's very, very small. Now, if this evil deed is equivalent to the size of a mustard seed, and if it even is within a rock, or if it is in the heavens, or if it's in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it forth.
Allah.
This is a very in-depth point, Sayyid Sahib, and we have to focus to truly understand this.
Subhanallah.
How small is a mustard seed? And how big is a rock, a boulder? And if a seed is to put in there, if you break the rock, first of all, breaking a rock is very difficult. And if you break the rock, you'll break it into two halves. Then to find such a small, even a very small size of a mustard seed, you can't just break it in half and you'll find it. Rather, that one rock must be broken into small, small pieces. And then from that, you'll find that small mustard seed. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Quran, Sayyidina Luqman says, Allah will bring it forth. Not that it will become apparent, but Allah will bring it forth, showing the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you cannot hide anything from Allah, no matter where you may be. No matter how much closed and how much privacy and solitude you may be in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can and has the qudra and power to bring that evil deed out. And this is the power and the message of Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu to his son, that to be aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exists. And a final point, Sayyid Sahib, there's one pious buzurg, Sa'd Tustari rahimahullah, along these lines. He was asked that how did he become so pious? And he mentions that my uncle would tell me three things at night before I used to go sleep. And he used to remind me of this every single night. He used to say, Allahu ma'iya, Allahu nadhirun ilayya, Allahu shahidun. Ya Allahu shahidi. Meaning Allah is with me, Allah is looking at me, Allah is watching me, and Allahu shahidi, Allah is my witness. Allah is watching me, Allah is my witness to my actions. He would teach his nephew this at a very young age. And the Shaykh, when he grew up, he said, because of this one action, I became and I am what you see in front of me. So God consciousness, fear of Allah is one of the biggest advices that we can give to our fellow Muslim brothers.
Subhanallah.
Bilal bhai, what he was mentioning regarding the upbringing of children, and also it links in with what Shah Sahib was mentioning about using the right hand, etc. It reminded me of a home situation. So when Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with two boys as well, alhamdulillah. And so when we're sitting down to eat our food, the advice that I try and act upon is practice what I preach and try and lead by example so they can see what I want them to do. And they copy me. They're at that age, alhamdulillah, where they try and copy you. They see you as the role model and they try and copy you. So I pick up my glass with my right hand. I eat with the three fingers. I sit according to the sunnah position. And when they're doing it, I tell them about this, that this is the sunnah.
Subhanallah.
So this is my advice, that lead by example.
Subhanallah.
show them what you want to do, as well as advising. If you do what you want them to do, advise, then inshallah they will copy you as well. Another thing that came to mind was what you showed us on this silsila, Sayyid Sahib. We had a segment on the sunnahs and adabs, and one was cutting the nails. And I've read it plenty of times, the sunnah of cutting nails. And for whatever reason, it used to go out my head. I used to think, which I have to leave this thumb or that thumb, how do I do it, how do I do it? And then Sayyid Sahib, alhamdulillah, Allah Ta'ala blessed them, they mentioned the way to remember it, and making the position of the dua, and starting with the index finger here, and following this all the way around, and going all the way, finishing with the left hand thumb, and then back to the right hand thumb. And it just stuck in my head. And now I don't have that problem of forgetting. So as well as doing this, myself, when I'm cutting my boys' nails, I cut their nails doing it like this, and explaining why we're doing it like this. So this is my advice, is that as well as teaching your children the ways, show them the way. Lead by the example and explain it to them so that they're mirroring you at this age, inshallah.
Master, کہتے ہیں نا ترغیب دینے کے لیے سراپا ترغیب بننا پڑتا ہے تو پہلے آپ خود عمل کر رہے ہوں گے نا پریکٹیکل اب ہمارے ادھر ایک پرابلم یہ ہے کہ ہم شاید لوگوں کے لیے تو بہت کو اپنے رشتے داروں اپنے گھر والوں کے لیے رول ماڈل نہیں بن سکتے یہ ایک بڑا پرابلم ہے ایڈوائز دنیا کو دے رہے ہوں گے کہتے ہیں نا موٹیویشن ان کی اسپیچ ہوگی جب موٹیویٹڈ اسپیکر ہوگا اور سب کچھ ہوگا لیکن گھر میں کچھ بھی نہیں ہو رہا ہوگا تو یہ دیکھ رہا ہے وہ گھر والوں کو ایڈوائز ہی نہیں دیتا ہوگا رشتے داروں کو کچھ بھی نہیں کہتا ہوگا بس وہ کر رہا ہوگا ٹھیک ہے اچھی بات ہے لیکن گھر والوں کی اصلاح ضروری نہیں ہے جیسے بتا رہے گھر والوں کے ساتھ بیٹھ کر کب ہم نے کوئی سنت کی بات کی کب ہم نے کوئی سنت اور آداب کی بات کی یاد رکھیے گا رشتے جو ہوتے ہیں نا رشتے خوبصورت آواز اونچے مرتبے اور خوبصورت چہرے سے نہیں ہوتے بلکہ اصل میں جو ریلیشن ہوتا ہے وہ خوبصورت دل کا ہوتا ہے نہ ٹوٹنے والے بھروسے سے بنتا ہے رشتے ادھر ہی نبھاتے جا کام ہوا جیسے ہی کام ختم ہوا ڈسپوزیبل پھینک دیا گیا ہمیں سیکھنے کی بات ہے رشتے ایسے نہیں ہوتے رشتے آخر تک نبھائے جاتے ہیں جس کو رشتے نبھانا ہوتا ہے نا وہ چھوٹی موٹی باتوں کی پرواہ نہیں کرتا کس نے بلایا کس نے نہیں بلایا ایسا نہیں ہوتا ہے چیزوں کو اگنور کرنا سیکھیں چیزوں کو برداشت کرنا سیکھیں رشتے راتوں رات بنتے نہیں ہیں لیکن ٹوٹتے جو ہے نا وہ راتوں رات ٹوٹ جاتے ہیں اللہ ہمیں رشتے نبھانے کی توفیق عطا فرمائیے ایک ایڈوائس ہے اپنے رشتے داروں کے ساتھ اچھا سلوک کریے اور یہ یاد رکھیے گا جس کے پاس محبت ہوتی ہے نا محبت بانٹتا ہے جو جس کے پاس ہوتا ہے وہی دیتا ہے اور جو آپ بانٹیں گے وہی اس کی فراوانی ہوگی وہی آپ کو زیادہ ملے گا تو محبت بانٹیں گے پیار بانٹیں گے اور شفقت بانٹیں گے تو وہ آپ کو ملے گا اور زیادہ بڑھے گا بھی اور اگر نفرتیں بانٹیں گے کدورتیں بانٹیں گے حسد بانٹیں گے غیبتیں چغلیاں تہمتیں بدگمانیاں تو پھر جو انجام ہو رہا ہے وہ ہمارے سامنے ہے معاشرے کا تو اسی لیے جو چیز بانٹی جائے گی نا اسی کی آپ کے پاس فراوانی ہوگی اچھی چیزیں بانٹنے کی عادت بنائیں انشاءاللہ آپ کے ساتھ بھی اچھا ہوگا
سید صاحب آئی تھنک ویری بیوٹیفل پوائنٹ اینڈ دی آنسر واز گیون بائی آور بیلوڈ ہارون بھائی اٹس انٹینشن بیکاز نو ڈاؤٹ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو لیو تھرو آؤٹ دس ورلڈ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو میک منی وی آر گوئنگ ٹو لیو ان دس ورلڈ سروائیو وی آر گوئنگ ٹو ہیو اے ہاؤس اینڈ وی آر گوئنگ ٹو لیو ود پیپل سو intention is very important. When we have understood the science of good intention, then for example, a person, he goes out in the morning to acquire a living, to attain money for his family so he can live. If he has this intention that he is going out of his home to fulfill his obligation, the right that he has over his family members to provide them with food, to look after them so that they are well clothed, so that they're able to live, then him going out of his home will be rewarding. And also another thing, Sayyid Sahib, when a person buys a home, for example, which is a very big commitment that a person has, if he makes this intention that I'm going to buy this home, that I'm going to be able to look after my family within it. And a very beautiful nukta, the ulama mentioned that finding a home next to a masjid, and even when the window is being built, Sayyid Sahib, if you have this intention that through this, we will hear the adhan coming from the masjid, then him even building this window will be a reward for him. So Islam is very, very beautiful in the sense that intention is such a powerful thing that wherever you go, inshallah, wherever you go, always remember to make good intentions, you will attain reward. And this will benefit you hereafter.
I was just going to add on to that piece of advice, that one way to ensure that you're preparing for the afterlife accordingly is use your time preparing for the dunya, for this life, for as much as you're going to spend in this life. And then try and prepare as much as you are for the time that you're going to spend in the afterlife. For example, here you're 60, 70 years, 100 years maybe, but the afterlife is eternal. So try and differentiate that time accordingly. Don't do it all for the dunya and not for the akhirat.
One of the ways to prepare for the hereafter is to know what the hereafter is about and what questions will be given there. Today, Sahib, we ask brothers and elders or pious individuals to make do dua for my son or do dua for me, I have a driving test. Do dua that I have this test, I have that, may I pass. But when have we heard that a person to do dua that I pass my test on the Day of Judgment? Tests in the grave will happen as well, but what do we know about the tests of the, on the Day of Judgment? Because the question is about hereafter. Learn what those five questions are and how, and learn, and then what they're going to ask you about, and then act upon it in this world. And inshallah, the Day of Judgment will be easy.
قبر میں تین سوال وہ پر لیکن قیامت میں پہلا سوال نماز کے بارے میں یہ بھی ایک غور کرنے کی بات ہے تیاری کیسے کی جائے میں پڑھ رہا تھا کہ ایوری نیو بریتھ دیٹ اللہ عز و جل الاؤز یو ٹو ٹیک اٹس ناٹ جسٹ اے بلیسنگ اونلی بٹ از آلسو اے رسپانسبلٹی یہ ایک ذمہ داری بھی ہے جو سانس ملی ہے نا کہ اللہ کی رحمت ہے اللہ کی برکت ایک ذمہ داری بھی ہے کہ میں نے اس کو کیسے گزارنا ہے اللہ کے ذکر میں گزارنا ہے یا اللہ کی نافرمانی میں گزارنا ہے اللہ کی فرما برداری میں گزارنا ہے یا ڈس اوبے کے اندر گزارنا ہے یہ ایک سوال ہے ناشکری برائیوں میں گناہوں میں یہ گزار رہا ہوں یا میں اپنی زندگی آخرت کی تیاری میں گزار رہا ہوں اور اس کے لیے دیکھیں سینسیبل وے میں اگر بات کی تو وہ یہی ہے کہ جو اسلام بتا رہا ہے نا اسی کے اوپر عمل کیا جائے تو کامیابی ہے ہم دنیا بہتر کرنے میں لگے ہوئے ہیں اصل میں تو کامیاب وہ ہے جو ایمان سلامت لے کر دنیا سے چلا جائے آج ویسی دور ہوا ہوا نا ویسی ہمارے رضوان بھائی کی مجلس بھی ہماری ہیلتھ اینڈ سیفٹی اینڈ سیف گارڈنگ کی مجلس رضوان بھائی یو ناٹ الاؤڈ ٹو جمپ انٹو دا ٹرین اور بسز اور پلین وداؤٹ اے ماسک نہیں ہے نا جنت میں بغیر ایمان کے کیسے جائیں گے جب جہاز میں ٹرین میں بغیر ماسک کے آپ کو الاؤ نہیں کر رہے آپ شاپنگ سینٹر میں نہیں جا سکتے آپ کو الاؤ نہیں کیا گیا آپ ادھر نہیں جائیں گے اور جنت میں آپ بغیر ایمان کے جانا چاہتے ہیں نیکیاں کر نہیں رہے نیک اعمال کی طرف جا نہیں رہے اپنے ایمان کی حفاظت کر نہیں رہے جی ہاں فیس ماسک پہن رہے ہیں لیکن کوئی ایسا بھی تو ماسک پہنے جو غیبت سے بچائے جو بدگمانی سے بچائے جو تومت سے بچائے جو حسد سے بچائے جو نماز قضا کرنے سے بچائے ایسی چیزیں بھی تو اپنائے نا پلیز یہ چیزیں ہیں جو آپ کو آخرت میں کامیابی دلائے گی دنیا میں جو ہے اس نے جانا ہے دنیا میں بہت کچھ ہو رہا ہے موت سے بڑھ کے کوئی چیز جو آیا ہے اس نے جانا ہے اس سے بچ گئے تو آگے ہارٹ اٹیک سے بچ گئے تو لنگس فیل نہیں تو کڈنی نہیں تو 60-70 سال کے بعد نکل جانا ہے کوئی ایسی چیز بھی تو اپنائے نا جو میری آخرت بہتر کرے کہ مرتے وقت مجھے کلمہ نصیب ہو جائے مرتے وقت مجھے توبہ نصیب ہو جائے روایتیں پڑھتے نہیں کہ جو رات کو سوتے وقت سورۃ الکافرون قل یا ایھا الکافرون جو پڑھ کر سوئے گا اس کا خاتمہ ایمان پر ہوگا آخر میں جب سو رہا ہو نا سب باتیں کر لے اس کے بعد آخر میں یہ والی سورت پڑھے اسی طرح جو مسواک کی عادت ہے یہ بھی ایمان پر خاتمہ دلاتی ہے کہ ہم نے کوشش کی ایمان پر خاتمے کی کن کن چیزوں سے ہوتی ہے اور بہت سارے ایسے مدنی پھول ہیں جن پر عمل کرنے سے انسان کا خاتمہ ایمان پر ہونے کی جو ہے وہ خوشخبری ہے لیکن اس کی طرف ہم جاتے نہیں ہیں
سیسا when we go shopping grocery shopping and you'll see many people when they are trying to buy fruit or veg they will pick it up and they will look at it properly and you know that it's colorful or and they'll try to make sure that it's sweet and they'll try and knock it and smell it and all sorts of things because they think that I'm going to pay for this my hard-earned money is going to go towards the purchase of this thing so I want to make sure I get the best of the best in the same way we expect paradise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but in return what are our deeds like what is our heart like and if we think this as well that you know when we go to get something we want the best of the best for the cheapest for example but in return you know we don't think that when we are to leave this world when we are to enter the next test that we will be expected to have clean heart and deeds which are clean from ostentation and diseases of the like
bada zabardast package bhi inshallah aaiye usko bhi lete hain
ایک بار خلیفت المسلمین امیر المومنین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کی زوجہ محترمہ نے آپ سے عرض کی مجھے کچھ نصیحت فرمائیے آپ نے فرمایا سنو جب میں نے دیکھا کہ اس امت کے ہر سرخ و سفید کی ذمہ داری میرے کاندھوں پر ڈال دی گئی ہے مجھے فوراً دور دراز کے شہروں اور زمین کے اطراف و اکناف میں رہنے والے بھوک کے مارے ہوئے فقیروں، بے سہارا مسافروں، ستم رسیدہ لوگوں اور اس قسم کے دوسرے افراد کا خیال آیا، اور میرے دل میں یہ احساس پیدا ہوا کہ قیامت کے دن اللہ عز و جل مجھ سے میری رعایا کے بارے میں باس پرس فرمائے گا، اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم ان تمام لوگوں کے حق میں میرے خلاف بیان دیں گے۔ یہ سوچ کر میرے دل پر ایک خوف طاری ہو گیا کہ اللہ تعالیٰ ان کے بارے میں میرا کوئی عذر قبول نہ فرمائے گا۔ میں اپنے آقا و مولا صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم کو کسی قسم کی صفائی پیش نہ کر سکوں گا۔ یہ سوچ کر مجھے خود پر بڑا ترس آتا ہے، میری آنکھوں سے آنسوؤں کا سمندر امڈ آتا ہے۔ اس حقیقت کو میں جتنا یاد کرتا ہوں میرا احساس اتنا ہی بڑھتا جاتا ہے۔
ماشاءاللہ، عبدالحبیب بھائی کچھ مدنی پھول دے رہے تھے، تو کوشش کریں کہ خود بھی عمل کریں اور دوسروں کو بھی جو ہے اس کی انفو، اصل میں یہ بھی ایک ایڈوائز ہے، اچھی بات دوسروں تک پہنچانا، یہ بھی اپنی اچھی بات اپنے تک رکھ کر بیٹھے کہ اچھی بات آگے پہنچانے میں کیا جا رہا ہے، ثواب ہی ملے گا؟ نہیں نہیں، میں رکھوں گا اچھی بات کسی اور کو نہ پہنچنے، اچھی چیز ہے نا اس کو آگے پہنچانے کی عادت، بری چیزوں کو نہیں۔ اور یہ یاد رکھیے گا کہ گمراہی ہے نا، اس سے بچنے کی کوشش، یہ ایک ایڈوائس آپ کو دوں گا، خود کو بہت عقل مند سمجھنا اور دوسروں کو بیوقوف سمجھنا یہ بہت بڑا لاس ہے، یہ بہت بڑی غلطی ہے، اس کو یاد رکھیں۔ اور ایک اور نصیحت یہ ہے بزرگوں کی کہ جو ہے نا ان کا ادب کریں، اپنے بزرگوں کا احترام کریں، اور اپنی غلط فہمی اور خوش فہمی کو حق سمجھ لینا یہ بھی بڑا غلط ہے۔ ہر وقت یہی سمجھتے کہ میں ہی ٹھیک ہوں، آلویز آئی ایم رائٹ، اور باقی جو میرا میں نے جو بات کی ہے بالکل ٹھیک ہے، وہ سچ ہے بس، اس پہ اور کوئی بات ہی کلام ہی نہیں ہوگا، ایسے لوگ کبھی کامیاب نہیں ہوتے۔ تو پلیز کوشش کریں کہ اچھے طریقے سے بات چیت کو کیا کریں، اور ہر ایک کو اتنے بھی وہ نہ ہو کہ بھائی ایسے نیک بن گئے کہ ہر دوسرا گناہگار نظر آ رہا ہے، یہ بھی ایک چیز ہے کہ وہ تھوڑے سی نمازیں پڑھنا شروع کیے، آنے جانے لگے مسجد میں، ہر دوسرا بندہ گناہگار نظر آنے والا ہوتا ہے، ایسا نہیں کرنا چاہیے پلیز۔ تو اپنے اندر عاجزی پیدا کریں، انکساری پیدا کریں، یہ ایڈوائز ہے، ہمبلنیس جو نا، یاد رکھیے گا آپ عاجزی اختیار کریں گے اللہ آپ کو بلندی عطا فرما گا۔ پرندے کو دیکھا آپ نے اڑتے ہوئے رضوان بھائی، یو نو دا برڈ کتنا اوپر چلا جاتا ہے، ہمیں لگتا ہے کہ شاید آسمان کے ادھر جا رہا ہے، لیکن سر اس کا نیچے ہوتا ہے، سمندر آسمان کی بلندیوں پہ بھی ہوگا لیکن سر اس کا نیچے ہوتا ہے۔ اسی طریقے سے آپ جس بھی مقام پر ہو، منصب ہو، پتہ نہیں آپ کو ٹائٹل مل گیا، پتہ نہیں جو بھی ٹائٹل ہے مسٹر یو کے مل گیا یا جو بھی آپ کو مل گیا، آپ جو بھی ہو عاجزی اختیار کریں، ورنہ ٹائم نہیں لگتا ہے، منٹ نہیں لگتے بندے کو زمین پر آنے میں، کیونکہ پرندہ جتنا بھی اونچا اڑ جائے کھانا کھانے زمین پر ہی آتا ہے۔ تو اسی لیے کبھی بھی اپنی بیس کو نہیں چھوڑنا ہے، عاجزی کو نہیں چھوڑنا ہے، اور عاجزی اختیار کرنے میں ہی کامیابی ہوتی ہے۔
سم obstacles and or bad practices that people have, one when they're seeking advice and one when they're giving advice, when they're the advisor. So when you're seeking advice, some bad practices, some obstacles that can stand in your way from getting good advice can be thinking you already know all the answers. So even if you're getting good advice, because you've got this, you know, it's me, I've got the knowledge, you know the answers, I don't need the advice, you'll dismiss it. Choosing the wrong advisors can also be an obstacle. So make, for example, you've got to choose the advisor according to your situation, what you need advice on. There's no point going to somebody completely wrong. Defining the problem poorly. For example, if you don't explain what you need advice on properly, then you won't get the right advice. If you're explaining it completely wrong, but you needed something else, then you're not going to get what you need. And misjudging the quality advice. Sometimes you're getting good advice, but you've misjudged it. And when giving advice, similarly, you need to, some people have these bad tendencies that they overstep boundaries. Sometimes they're giving advice when it's not being asked of them. But because they think they know, and because they think they value their advice so much, they'll give that advice when it's not required. Or they're communicating the advice poorly, or and this is quite common, they're mishandling the aftermath. Just because you've given advice, it doesn't mean that that person has to act upon it. And if they don't act upon it, it might be for a number of reasons, not good for them. But we shouldn't get upset that they don't. So what you touched upon was very good. Then there's advice there for people who are looking for advice and giving advice. to better the situation, inshallah.
So, sir, carrying on from Rizwan Bhai's point, I'd like to mention a quote as well, that our advice needs advice.
Subhanallah.
Our?
Advice needs advice.
Advice, because many individuals, they give advice with a good heart, but they don't know how to give advice. It will come out, it'll come out as like rude to a certain individual and all that. So therefore, we need to know first how to give advice. And so, Bilal mentioned a point briefly before, that fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And says that this following advice I have to give, this is tested and it works. Oh. I personally tested this with the students of Wosul as well. And alhamdulillah, I had a good response from them. What was this advice, says that today we have mobile phone. And children are exposed to the social media. And one thing I advised these children was that as a wallpaper, don't keep your own face there. Don't keep your family picture there at home, at the homepage. Right? That's this I learned from Amir al-Sunnat. They don't have a phone, but wherever the room is, there's a saying, Allah is watching.
Yes.
Allah dekhra. So I mentioned the students as a home paper on your lock screen or the main screen, right? Allah is watching. And inshallah, Allah will save you from many sins.
Yes. Subhanallah.
And a couple of days down the line, a few students came to me in private, go, Ustasab, that has saved us from many sins.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So this advice that, you know, we should implement to our children, those that have kids, those that have mobile phones as well, even adults, not just children, they should keep this wallpaper that Allah is watching. That, you know, shaitan is shaitan. So if you did pick up your phone to do any sin by using Allah is watching, then a thought will come into your mind that, you know, Allah is watching me. You will stay away from that sin. So this is advice I'd have to give, that if you can keep this as a wallpaper, a homepage, that Allah is watching, inshallah, you'll stay away from many sins.
Ameen. Mashallah.
Just linking onto this exact point, that keeping this phrase that Allah is watching or as a homepage, our beloved teacher, who was the Nazim in Jamiat al-Madinah, Birmingham, they have, even though they are a pious individual, they're leading us with the examples, and we see their life. They would have on the screen of their PC, which was given to them, it had Allah is watching.
Subhanallah.
And this was what I saw when we used to get close to Ustaz Saab, and we used to see them. And this is a lesson that we practically saw in the life of our teachers. This is something, Sayyid Saab, that, as everybody's been mentioning, that if you want someone to actually take your advice, you have to act upon it. And we saw that, and I saw that in Ustaz Saab's, in their office, and I was so amazed that such a person, with he's also so humble as well. And as a teacher, you get a lot of respect. You get a lot of respect from the students, and even from other teachers who are under you as a Nazim. But subhanAllah, and for those brothers who are unaware of what a Nazim is, basically like a head teacher. And the head teacher would have this in their office, that Allah is watching. So as an Islamic point of view, subhanAllah, is a very beautiful point, that we should try to keep this, and inshallah, this will save us from a lot of sins. Sayyid Sahab, the next point which Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu mentioned to his son whilst giving him advice is the point which you also mentioned about as well, about inviting towards good and forbidding from evil. Just repeating what they said. First of all, they said they taught their son about aqeedah.
So
the first thing we should teach our youngsters and ourselves when we should learn is our aqeedah, our beliefs. And this belief was specifically in the time of Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu. It was obviously to do not associate partners with Allah, shirk, because this is a great injustice. And the second advice was regarding taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third advice, now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Quran Sharif, verse 17, Ya bunayya aqimis salata. Sayyidina Luqman says to his son, keep the prayer established. Keep the namaz established. And this is the advice as well. Wa'mur bil ma'rufi wanha anil munkari wasbir ala ma asabak. Inna dhalika min azmil umur. So the translation I will read from here. Oh my son, keep salah established and command goodness and forbid from evil. And be patient on the calamity that befalls you.
Subhanallah.
Indeed, these are acts of great courage. And Sayyid Sahab, this third piece of advice which Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu gives is about now a person's own worships. First it was aqeedah, then it was about taqwa, and now it's about your own ibadat, keeping the prayer established, namaz. Then, not only this, but social welfare. Islam does not say that you just worry about yourself. Like you mentioned, you don't just care about yourself. Rather, you care for your society, first and foremost, your family members. You invite them towards good and forbid them from evil whenever you see evil being done, and be patient upon the calamity. These are all actions which take a lot of courage. So this is another advice which Sayyidina Luqman radiallahu anhu gave to his son, which we can also take as well. That we should also keep our namaz established, invite people towards good whilst we are also doing good, and forbid them from evil as well.
Kamobe 700 martaba namaz ka zikr aaya, to iski kitni importance hai. Lekin wohi baat hai na, fajar ke waqt kuch log takiye pe so rahe hote hain aur kuch musalle pe ro rahe hote hain. Jo so rahe hote hain wo sirf khwab dekh rahe hote hain, aur jo musalle pe ro rahe hote hain, ibadat kar rahe hote hain, wo behtareen taqdeere pa rahe hote hain, unki duaen iltijaen puri ho rahi hoti hain. To musalle pe rona seekhe, uthein aur namaz padhein rab ki bargah mein, phir aap dekhenge kis tarah aapke masail hal hote hain. Idhar duniya mein bhag rahe, ye ho gaya wo ho gaya, us rab se ki bargah mein aaye jo tamam masle jo hai na wo hal karne par qadir hai. Wahi rab hai, wo chahega to kya kehte hain, jo patthar hai na, patthar ke andar jo keeda hai na, usko bhi risk pahunchta hai. Wo rab chahe to uske bagair kahe patta bhi nahi hil sakta hai, lekin usse hamara taluq ek tarike se na bilkul nazar hi nahi aa raha hai. अगर जिसको पता है कि मुझे मरकर हिसाब देना रब की बारगाह में, वो नमाज कज़ा करेगा. जिसको पता है मुझे रब की बारगाह में मरकर हिसाब देना, क्या कुरान की तिलावत छोड़ेगा? जिसको पता है मुझे मरकर रब की बारगाह में हिसाब देना है, क्या वो झूठ बोल रहा होगा? क्या वो जेलसी कर रहा होगा? क्या वो हराम काम कर रहा होगा? या वो मुसलमानों के खिलाफ जो है वो क्या साजिशें कर रहा होगा? नहीं नहीं, जिसको पता है मुझे मरकर हिसाब देना है और खौफ खुदा होगा, वो ऐसी ज़िंदगी नहीं गुजारेगा. वो कभी साजिश, आगे बढ़ना है. आगे बढ़ने किसने मना किया है? यस, आगे बढ़ना इंसान की फितरत में, लेकिन आगे बढ़ने के लिए कोशिश करनी है, साजिश नहीं करनी है. हम साजिश कर रहे होते हैं, साजिश अच्छी नहीं है. कोशिश करें, हिम्मत करें, आगे बढ़ें इंशाल्लाह, कोई मसला नहीं. लेकिन ऐसी ज़िंदगी ना गुजारें जिसकी वजह से आपकी आखरत बर्बाद हो रही है, क्योंकि दुनिया से तो चले ही जाना है. अल्लाह हमारे हाल पर रहम फरमाए, हमें नमाज की पाबंदी करने की तौफीक अता फरमाए. इंशाल्लाह कलाम भी सुनते हैं, लेकिन अपनी उस खामी को ढूंढें जो तुम्हें कामयाब नहीं होने दे रही है. ये याद है, उस खामी को खुद तलाश करें कि मैं किस वजह से कामयाब नहीं हो रहा, मैं किस वजह से जो है मुझे सजदों की लज्जत नहीं आ रही, मुझे नमाज में दिल नहीं लग रहा है. तो खुद ही फिर ढूंढेंगे ना तो पता चल जाएगा इंशाल्लाह. सब कलाम सुनाए इंशाल्लाह कुछ.
सल्लु अला हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि व आलिहि वसल्लम. صلى عليك يا رسول الله صلى عليك يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا حبيب الله چلو دیار نبی کی جانب چلو دیار نبی کی جانب درود لب پر سجا سجا کر بہار لوٹے گے ہم کرم کی بہار لوٹے گے ہم کرم کی دلوں کو دامن بنا بنا کر I'm not afraid.
This is a qawl of Sayyidina Imam Azam Abu Hanifa.
Subhanallah.
That they said that when a person, when someone gives advice, he should only give advice for that regarding that matter which he is aware of. Meaning that matter which he has experience in, that matter which he has knowledge in. And if he does not have any expertise in that field, then he should leave and he should not give advice. Because for two reasons, he will waste that person's time. And secondly, he can also cause harm to that person. Because remember, there's two types of advice, good advice and bad advice. Sometimes you have a good intention of trying to help that person, but if you do not have any knowledge regarding that field, then you will also cause harm to him as well.
Ji, kya farmate hain Rizwan bhai aap?
Ji, the two important points that Abdul Hanan bhai mentioned is getting advice from the right people and in the right way. So not only do you have to find the right people, for example, I might have a particular expertise in an area and I can give advice on that. But if my mannerism is and delivery is completely wrong, We touched on it right at the start and how to give advice. It won't be received in the right way. It'll be, and a lot of perception is given on body language, the words you used, how you deliver it. So as well as giving the right advice, getting the advice from the right people, it has to be given in the right way.
MashaAllah, bahut sari cheeze count hoti hain isme. Munib bhai, aap kya farmate hain fir main inshaAllah.
Yes, yes, sir, as the brother previously mentioned as well, in regards to advice, and which we spoke about earlier as well, that advice is to be taken, if someone was to give advice, first of all, and he should give such advice which it won't backfire upon him. Are you giving a wrong advice for a certain individual, and take advice from the right individuals? You won't take scholarly advice from a baker. You won't go to a baker and ask him a fiqh question. No, wherever that person who is a professional in, ask him about that. Don't ask what you call scholarly questions from a person who's not a scholar. So therefore, when you take advice from some individuals, and don't ask them such questions which they can't answer. So then, just because that when they don't answer, then they will think, maybe I'll be humiliated if I don't answer. So then they give you the wrong advice. They give you the wrong answer. So therefore, ask such questions to those individuals that are related to their profession.
اس پہ بہت ساری وعیدات بھی ہیں عذابات کی وعیدات بھی ہیں کہ جو غلط بات منسوب کرے گا غلط بات بتائے گا اگر آپ کو نہیں آتا سیدھی منع کر دیں آپ نے کبھی دیکھا ہے کہ وہ آپ کو جوتے لینے تو آپ ڈاکٹر کے پاس گئے ہوں ایسا تو نہیں ہوگا نا جوتا لینا ہوگا تو آپ شو شاپ کے اوپر ہی جاتے ہیں اور میڈیسن لینی ہوگی تو آپ کبھی بھی نہیں جائیں گے کہ کسی وہ انجینئر کے پاس کہ مجھے بتاؤ کون سی لینی ہے اتنی دنیا کے معاملے میں اتنی سینس ہے لیکن جب دینی معاملہ آتا ہے نا تو افسوس کے ساتھ جس کے پاس ہوتا ہے چلے جاتے ہیں اس نہ عالم کے پاس جاتے ہیں نہ مفتی کے پاس جاتے ہیں با ہوتا ہے یا تو سرچ انجن پہ ڈال دیں گے جو جواب آ گیا اس کو لے لیں گے ایسا کیوں ڈاکٹر کی فیس نا ایک میں پڑھ رہا تھا کہ ڈاکٹر کی فیس ملکوں میں سے دیکھنے کی 1,000-2,000 روپے اگر آپ یہاں پر لے تو فار ایگزامپل 50 pound 100 pound جو پرائیویٹ جو ہوتا ہے نا وہ 500 pound تک ہے ان کی جو چارجز ہیں یہ کورس چیزوں کرانے کے 500,000 pound تک دینے کو تیار ہے اور عالم اور مفتی فری میں ایڈوائس دیتا ہے فری میں مسئلہ بتاتا ہے اس کی طرف جانے کو تیار نہیں وکیل کو پیسے دینے کو تیار ہے ڈاکٹر کو پیسے دینے کو تیار ہے بلڈر کو انجینئر کو دینے کو تیار ہے نقشہ بنانے والے کو پیسے دینے کو تیار ہے اور ہمارے علماء مفتیان کرام فری میں دعوت اسلامی کا دارالافتاء چل رہا ہے کوئی پیسے نہیں ہے مسئلہ پوچھنے کو تیار نہیں ہے تو ایڈوائس کس سے لینی ہے کس طرح لینی ہے کب لینی ہے یہ بھی ایک بات ہے جیسے انہوں نے کہا نا ہماری ایڈوائس کو بھی ایڈوائس کی حاجت ہے
It is like the brother mentioned before that it's according to a person how he delivers it and also the way that we learned from Sayyidina Luqman رضی اللہ عنہ was that to be affectionate to that person if a person beforehand and your connection, your relationship with that person is already bad, and you try to give him advice, that's definitely when he's going to be negative as well. But this is also a message for those whom advice is given to not also be negative and try to always see things in a positive light.
I remember coming across a quote once which said that if you're not able to take advice when you are wrong, remember that you will never be able to grow in life. Because when you do something wrong and someone's trying to rectify it, if that thing which is trying to be rectified is not then rectified and fixed, then you will keep repeating that until the end of time and until you go, basically. So just remember, and alhamdulillah, again, this is something which I've seen in the beautiful environment of ours, that we are given this mindset to be open to criticism, to constructive criticism. Obviously, the one giving should be mindful of how he delivers it, but we are also told that when you are advised or when something is given told to you, then basically ponder upon that and try to implement that. A lot of people, they before even starting to listen, they have this mindset that this guy's against me, or many presumptions they make up in their minds before the advice is even delivered. So when we are mentally ready, and especially when we've done something wrong, we should be prepared that, like they say, for example, when you have sinned, one of the conditions for repentance is that you acknowledge the mistake, you admit the mistake. Similarly, when we do something wrong, whether it's at home, in the office, at work, we should acknowledge that, I really was wrong. What I said or what I did was not how it should have been. And then when the advice is given, to try and implement that in the best of ways, inshallah.
Mashallah. Say, sir, mashallah, beautiful Madni pearls were given by Harun bhai. Say, sir, one way of giving advice is to use a method called the sandwich method. Say, sir, I'll give you an example. Say, sir, this top cover, let's say, is the top bread of the sandwich. In between is the sandwich, and this is the bottom bread. And this top cover, say, sir, if you want to give him advice on a certain thing, start with praising him first.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Start with praising him. For example, someone delivered a speech, and here and there, there were slight mistakes, errors. If you go to him and directly say to him, oh, you made this mistake, you made that mistake, it'll affect him that, you know, my first time and he's telling me off already. But rather, this first page, if you tell him that, mashallah, you done a good speech, you stood up there in front of many people. So this was, you praise him first.
Subhanallah.
And in the middle, this is where you correct him. This is where you give him advice that do it like this, read from this book, etc. And at the end, again praise him. When you conclude it, praise him again. So you'll praise him twice, but you'll constructive criticism you'll give him once.
So it's called this sandwich advice.
Sandwich method, yeah.
Kya, achha, sandwich method.
I read this somewhere as well. But it's very effective.
I've seen this in the life of Amir Ahl Sunnat Ahmad Bakr. Practically, you see, there is a lot of things that you can tell someone. شروع کریں گے اس طرح پیار سے محبت سے پھر بتائیں گے یہ ہوا اور پھر آخر میں بھی تعریف کریں گے یعنی اس یہ بھی سیکھنا پڑے گا یہ خود بخود نہیں آ جائے گا ہر چیز سیکھنے سے آتی ہے ایڈوائس کیسے دینی ہے یہ بھی سیکھنا پڑے گا ہمارے کو ماشاءاللہ آپ نے بڑی پیاری بات ارشاد فرمائی سمجھ آنے والی بات ہے اور یہ پریکٹیکلی امیر اہل سنت کہ آپ لیٹرز دیکھیں ان کے میسیجز دیکھیں ان کی باتیں دیکھیں تو آپ کو اسی طرح سمجھ آئے
سید صاحب جسٹ لنکنگ آن ٹو دس پوائنٹ از دیٹ ڈو یو نو وین اے پرسن گیوز ایڈوائس ٹو سم ون واٹ شوڈ بی ہز پرپز دس از اے کوئسچن آئی لائک ٹو آسک آور سیلوز ایز ویل از دیٹ وین یو ایڈوائس سم ون واٹ آر یو ٹرائنگ ٹو گیٹ فرام دیٹ پرسن ڈو یو ریئلی وانٹ ہم ٹو بی بیلٹلڈ اور ڈو یو وانٹ ٹو اسکولڈ ہم اور آر یو ٹرائنگ آر یو ڈو یو ایکچولی کیئر فار ہز بیٹرمنٹ ڈو یو وانٹ ہم ٹو امپروو If your mindset is to improve, then this method which Sayyid Muneeb Sahib mentioned is a perfect method. And it's a method which Amir Ahl Sunnat also practically tells us. Because you want that person to reform. You want that person to be better. And this is the state of a Muslim. That he wants whatever he wants for himself, he wants that for his Muslim brother. If somebody was to rectify me, I would like it done in a nice manner. I would not like it that somebody is scolding me. So this is a point that we have to reflect. What is the purpose of us giving that advice in the first place?
And just another piece of advice onto that advice is the words that we use. So perfect method you mentioned to advise of a strength, and then rather than weakness, call it an area for improvement. So even those words won't hit someone as hard as, for example, say, oh, you're weak in that area, that was bad. Uh-huh. Rather than say, perhaps you could improve in this area. Uh-huh. And then give him another strength.
آخر میں کیا آپ مدنی پھول دینا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں؟
So, sir, sometimes advice can be given indirectly. For example, you see someone who's not maybe fulfilling a fard in wudu, or he's making a mistake that you've observed. Now, instead of saying to him, when you were reading namaz or when you were doing wudu, you made so-and-so mistake, you could use another person and almost narrate it with a third-person perspective. So you could ask the masala, for example, if someone does this in wudu or in namaz, what's the hukam on that? And maybe that person, through listening to the masala, he'd be like, oh, I did that, or you know, I experienced that, and that could then lead him to being rectified.
امام حسن اور امام حسین رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ کا واقعہ نا کہ ایک بزرگ جو ہے وضو فرما رہے تھے تو دونوں شہزادوں نے کس طرح کہ آپ دیکھیں ہم میں سے کون صحیح وضو کرتا ہے تو ان کو پتہ چل گیا کہ میری کیا تھی مطلب یہ بھی حکمت دیکھیں کہ بغیر کسی کو اس طرح کیے وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ ان کو اس کی عزت نفس کو مجروح کیے بغیر یہ بات یاد ہے عزت نفس جو ہے نا وہ سب کے ساتھ ہے نفس سب کے ساتھ ہے اور کوئی بھی اپنی بے عزتی پسند نہیں کرتا ہے کوئی بھی نہیں چاہتا ہاں پیار محبت سے سمجھائیں گے تو انشاءاللہ فائدہ ہوگا جی بلال بھائی کیا میسج دینا چاہتے ہیں
جی سید صاحب I think this is a general advice and it's for all of us that if you cannot please someone with your words then at least don't upset them and this is the words of Amir Ahl Sunnat
MashaAllah
if you cannot please somebody with your words why because you have any a problem with them then at least do not harm them with your words and this is a piece of advice I'd like to give as well as this other advice is that Every single day is a new chance at life, at your goals. So many people, when they go through life, they have a lot of difficulty and they have a lot of failures at times and they feel down. But what we should do is that we should actually take every single day as a new beginning, as a new chance to kind of improve in our life, inshallah. And this is kind of the best advice, a practical advice. For example, if we were not performing our namaz, or if we were lazy in this field, then inshallah, from today, even from right now, and from tomorrow, make sure that we perform our fajr namaz on time. So every single day, you can make a change, inshallah. And change comes from within your own mindset. As soon as you get your mindset right, inshallah, you can do a lot of things.
MashaAllah.
It's been running through my mind. I wanted to say it throughout the silsila. But alhamdulillah, I've got the chance now. Sending peace and salutations unto the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this, my piece of advice is to hold on to this. Any time that you can, send as much peace and salutations as you can unto Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This wazifa will help you through so many different aspects of the worldly life and your dini life, and your problems, your tensions will improve everything. Just keep sending peace and blessings on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Beautiful advice. Ji Munif Sahab,
you say some last advice I'd like to give for today. It's recite the Quran.
Subhanallah.
Recite the Quran is mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that if you want to know, if you have love and devotion for Allah and His Messenger, then look that whether you have devotion and love for the holiest, glorious Quran. So if you have the love and devotion for the glorious Quran, therefore you'll have love for and devotion for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Plus there are many rewards in reciting Quran as well. Instead of leaving it to Ramadan, recite it every day, particularly before you're going to sleep as well. And inshallah, this will not just brighten your life in particular, but inshallah you'll have a good sleep as well. Those who have problems sleeping, recite Quran and inshallah you'll have good sleep as well.
MashaAllah. Main aakhir mein sirf aapse ye arz karunga, aap utna insaan apni wasiyat likhta hai, will likhta hai, jab bhi bed likhne baithe na, aapko pata chalega ki wahid shakhs jiska aapke maal mein, aapki daulat mein koi hissa nahi, wo aap hi hai. تمام چیزیں آپ کی ہیں, لیکن جب آپ لکھنے جائیں گے تو آپ کو پتا چلے گا کہ آپ واحد شخصیت ہیں, سب اس میں ہوگا لیکن آپ کا خود نہیں ہے. اسی لیے جتنا ہو سکے اپنی زندگی میں آخرت کے لیے ذخیرہ کیجئے. اس زندگی میں اپنے لیے وہ کام کریں جو آپ کے آخرت میں کام آئے گا, جو آپ کے قبر میں کام آئے گا. آپ دنیا کا سوچ رہے, بچوں کا سوچ رہے, بیوی کا سوچ رہے, آئی وانٹ ٹو میک سم تھنگ فار مائی چلڈرن, آئی وانٹ ٹو لیو سم تھنگ بہائنڈ فار مائی فیملی, بٹ واٹ اباؤٹ یو, what you have left for yourself? Nothing. نہ آپ قبر کے لیے آپ نے کچھ تیار کیا کہ قبر میں کام آئے گا, نہ آخرت کے لیے کیا ہے. میں آپ سے یہ عرض کرتا ہوں کہ آپ اپنا بھی سوچیں کہ آپ کے ساتھ کیا ہوگا, آپ کے ساتھ کیا ہوگا. آپ نے ساری زندگی گھر والوں کے پیسے جمع کرنے میں ہی لگا دی کہ ان کے لیے کچھ چھوڑ جاؤں. اپنے لیے کچھ ایسی چیزیں چھوڑیں جو آپ کی آخرت میں کام آئے. ایسے کام کریں کہ جو ہے ہمارے جو ہے وہ مرتے وقت ہمیں توبہ کی توفیق ملے, کلمہ پڑھنا نصیب ہو جائے, بلا حساب ہم بخشے جائے, ہماری دنیا جو ہے وہ اس طرح جب دنیا سے جائیں تو ایمان پر ہمارا خاتمہ ہو. وہ اعمال کریں, وہ کام کریں جس کے ذریعے ہم جو ہے بلا حساب جنت میں داخلے کا جو ہے وہ کہتے ہیں نا کہ ہمیں گلیڈ ٹائڈنگ مل جائے, خوشخبری ہو جائے. اللہ کرے ایسے کام کرنے والے بن جائیں اور ہماری زندگی ان اعمال جو ہمیں بتائے گئے ہیں, جن سے اللہ اور اس کا رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے راضی ہوتے ہیں, وہ کرنے میں کامیاب ہو جائیں. آپ کوشش کریں, اچھوں کی صحبت اختیار کریں اور مدنی چینل دیکھتے رہیں. انشاءاللہ مینی مور پروگرامز اس طریقے کے آتے ہیں جن سے بہت کچھ سیکھنے کو ملتا ہے, ہمارے زندگی کو کس طرح گزارنا ہے اور ہماری بہتری کس میں ہے اور رب عز و جل کہ کس طریقے سے فرما برداری ہم کر سکتے ہیں. اور یہی اصل میں کامیابی ہے, یہی اصل میں سکسس ہے. اپنا بہت خیال رکھیے گا. لک آفٹر یور سیلف اینڈ کیپ واچنگ مدنی چینل.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. Jannah.